Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. If you have your place, you want to stand on and reading God's Word. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Jesus is speaking here in the Sermon on the Mount. And he says in verse 14, he said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I want to preach on this just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on it's not hard. Amen. It's not hard. As we see this, Jesus said to his disciples that they were the light of the world. He said, "City is set on the hill, cannot be hid. So we see Jesus that said, "We're the light of the world." It's shining in the darkness during his absence. That's what it's to do now. It's to shine forth. And he begins to give us some instructions to the believer, to who are believers. Those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what do we believe? That he was here, that he was born of a virgin, that he lived 33 and a half years on this earth, died and was buried and rose again. Amen? And the Bible says that he ascended up to heaven to sit on the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. Where do you think Jesus is today? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, just exactly where he said he'd be. Amen. Praise God. So we see he's there, and he tells us, believers, that we're to put our light on a candlestick. Amen. To put our light on a candlestick. As he said, that way the world may see his good work. Amen. Now, he's not talking about our good work. He's talking about God's good work. You say, "Well, what did God do? It was so good." Praise God, he sent his only begotten Son that through him, praise God, we could have salvation. That's a pretty good work, I think, because I was lost and undone without Christ. I was on my way to a devil's hell. I knew I was lost. Amen. You remember when you knew you found out, you figured out you was lost? You remember when you figured out, praise God, that you couldn't save yourself, you couldn't be good, you couldn't be good enough, and you asked Jesus to forgive you your sins, believe and trust in him, and you believe and trust that he did. I think the devil gives us a fit today because he tries to convince us that we're probably never even saved. And the way that you know that you're saved is because the Holy Ghost of God has convicted you of your sin. He come to you one night, one morning, one day, one evening, whenever it was, wherever it was. And he and the Holy Spirit showed you that you was lost, that you was a sinner. Amen. He said, "We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, praise God, is salvation in the Lord." And I'm so glad it's that way. That's the way God designed it. And he brings us to a place where we realize that we're just old sinners, praise God, that need to be saved by grace. Now, what is grace? It's that unmerited favor of God. In other words, you can't work your way into heaven this morning. You can't get there by your good works. You can't get there by your good deeds. It takes faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to be saved. Amen. Now I ask you again, are you a believer? Amen. Praise God. You realize you're an old sinner, that Jesus saved you, trusting in him, praise God, in him alone. Amen. We can't trust in ourselves. Hey, let me tell you what I figured out. I figured out, Brother Junior, that self lets me down a lot. Amen. Self leaves me discouraged. Self don't help me to do as good as I need to do to bring glory to my Savior. Somebody say amen right there. That I struggle every day. Yeah, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. Why? I'm just being honest. If we'd be honest, praise God, and realize that we all struggle every day to try to be what God would have us to do. You say, "Well, Pastor, why would we do that?" Because it's important to not only to us, but it's important to the God of glory and our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's important to people around us that see us every day. So Jesus is pretty straightforward here, praise God. He said that we need to be a light in the world, praise God, that the world can see Christ through us. Amen. He said we're not to put our light under a bushel. Amen. He said not to put our light in a bushel. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Now a bushel, if you look at this bushel, we can think of it as commerce or business. Amen? He said, if we ain't careful what we do, we get so busy in doing things, we get so busy in the materialistic things of this world that we forget what's the most important. Hello? Amen. We got people all over the country. Now listen to me. And I'm not browbeating you or anything. Brother, we've got people that's all over this country that are so busy they don't have time for church. Amen. So busy we ain't got time to worship. We ain't got time to gather with our families, our friends, our church family at the house of God. Amen. If we're too busy for God, then we're way too busy. Because when it's all said and done, listen, that materialistic stuff's going to be left behind. When you pull down there to the cemetery, praise God, there may be a U-Haul behind the hearse, but praise God, it'll go away with just the way it come, and they'll plant you in the earth. And the most important thing that we have is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, a testimony to a lost and dying world that you love the Lord Jesus. Amen. If you went out of here and didn't have a penny to your name, it's like the old woman up on the mountain during a hurricane, 102 years old, lost everything that she had. And when the Cajun Navy got to her, and they was said, "We come here to help you." And she said, "Well, I don't need nothing." "So, ma'am, you don't have anything left." She said, "No, I don't have nothing material." He said, "But I still have my Jesus. Praise be to God." She was rich beyond means because she knew who her Redeemer was. She knew that Jesus Christ was her Savior. And no matter what she lost in this world, she gained in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing it is. Jesus said, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in the material things, the materialistic things, that it would come to the point that it would obscure your light. Your light needs to shine. Hello? I'm afraid we're living in a day that a lot of lights have just about gone out. Amen. A lot of lights is just about, a lot of people's kind of lighting their own light too, by the way. It don't work real well. Amen. Praise God, you got to have the light of life to light your life. Amen. Praise God, that's the one that makes the difference. So we see that this thing as it breaks down. And then look over at Luke chapter 8 just a second. Let me show you something real quick, what it says over there. It's kind of talking on the same realm here. He said, no man, Luke chapter 8, verse 16, he said, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. Amen? So he said, we put it on a candlestick. He said, we take the light, and we don't put it under a bush, we don't put it under a vessel, and we don't put it under the bed. Now that bed speaks of rest and taking rest and ease. You know, it's kind of like what we do in the world today. Now listen to me. We have a lot of leisure, a lot of ease. We've got amusements. We're an entertainment society. Amen. Our leisure and our amusement that we have in this world, praise God, if we ain't careful, the leisure and amusement, it obscures our light. Amen? See, the devil, he's sharp. The devil knows just exactly what to throw out there, what to put on your cell phone, hello, to get your attention, to distract you from the truth. The amusements, the leisures of this world, it'll obscure, praise God, your light. Amen. But he said we oughtn't to do that, praise God. We ought to be that light, put it up on a candlestick so that everybody can come and get light from your light. Amen. Praise God. Back over Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter number 5, verse 16. Look what he says here. Now listen to this very carefully. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now listen to what he says. He says that we don't have to make our light shine. Amen. He says that we're to let our light shine. Amen. I can't make my light shine a bit more than you can. Praise God. I can't. I can't make my light shine because, praise God, I'm not the lighter. Hello? But praise God, we let our little light shine. We let our light shine in the world so that people can see. Amen. Amen. I can't make it shine. I can't make it no brighter or no dimmer, praise God. But praise God, I can let my light shine through Jesus Christ, my Savior. He's the one that makes a difference. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's hard to live a Christian life. It's hard to let your little light shine. Now, man makes it difficult. We make it difficult by putting in our opinions. Amen. Well, you know what I think about that? Well, everybody's got an opinion. And most of us has got several. Amen. Most of us have several opinions. Amen. I've got several myself. But it's what God says that makes a difference. We can't just put our opinions in it. We can't get caught up in our own desires. Hello? The desires that we have are not that we praise God. Our desires and our own self-will, what we get caught up in, what we would like to happen, what we would like to do, what we would like to accomplish. But I ask her today, praise God, is it going to bring glory and honor to the Lord? Is He going to get the glory out of it? See, it's not too hard to love the Lord. It's not too hard to let your light shine, praise God, when you focus on the truth of the Word. When God begins to manifest Himself to us. When we begin to get self out of the way. Amen? See, have their opinions, their desires, their self-will, and basically just the lust of the flesh. Amen? The lust of the flesh, what our flesh likes, and we feed it. That's why we lack the leisures and the amusements of this world. And we get so caught up in it, praise God, that we tend to forget the most important part, which is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Our help, praise God, that comes from above. That one that we need to focus on, praise God, because when it's all said and done, He's the best part. He's the one, praise God, that'll bless us and help us all the days of our life. And He'll deliver us out of this world into His perfect peace, praise God, one day in a while. You'll never find perfect peace in this world outside of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's people looking for it everywhere. They'll never find it. Praise God. But we make the path difficult, praise God, in that we don't trust in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, in the work that He does. Amen. We need to trust the Lord and He to work in us, praise God, through His Spirit to help us to be encouraged and encouragers. Amen? Encouragers. Are you an encourager or a discourager? Amen? Hello? Are you an encourager, Dave? Do you encourage people? Are you encouraged within yourself? Amen. Hey, praise, what we may need to do is just stop, take a recess, and just come to the Lord and say, Lord, please help me just to be encouraged within myself in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Encourage me in what You've done for me. Help me just realize how great and mighty You are in the relationship that I have with You. Just help me to realize that I don't have to die and go to an awful place called hell. Amen. That I'm going to buy a place, that old crazy joint, and I'm going to go be with the Lord Jesus in heaven one day. I'm going to go to a place that Jesus has gone to prepare for those that's prepared for that place. And I got prepared for that place when I accepted Him as my Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just gets better and bigger. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, as you increase in years, we don't like to use that word getting old. None of us want to get old. We just increase in years. And we increase in wisdom of Him. Praise God. Hey, it begins to look better farther on. It begins to look better in heaven. We begin to realize that, hey, it's a whole lot better with the Lord, praise God, than it is on this side. There's some shouting and praising. And there's people that's awaiting at the gate for us, praise God, expect until we come. Amen. Told somebody the other day, we was talking about, I said, there's getting to be more laid up over yonder than they are over here. Amen. My treasures are laid up over here. Praise God. And again, glory. All I've got here, praise God, is a little dab of stuff. It all belongs to the Lord. He's just leasing it to me for a while, loaning it to me. Praise God. But through His Holy Spirit that ministers to us. You say, preacher, how can we let the Lord, the Holy Ghost, praise God, move our life? It's not that hard. He said that we just yield ourselves to His control. He tells us that in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. He said we have to yield ourselves to the control of an almighty God. Ask the Lord to help us, praise God, and He will. You know what you got to do? We got to pray. The Bible said we got to pray believing that we shall receive. Amen. That it's that God wants to give to us, but it's according to His will, and that He makes the difference. Amen. I don't make the difference. He does. And we ask Him, praise God, to yield. We yield to Him, to His will, the Holy Spirit, praise God. And He begins to guide the way. He says in John chapter 16, verse 13, He said, the Holy Spirit, He will guide us into all truth. So the Holy Spirit does that for us. Amen. Because of our sins and transgressions. In Proverbs chapter 13, 15, He says the way of transgressors is hard. Amen. Those that try to run contrary to God and godliness, He said it's a rough road. Amen. It's full of potholes. It'll beat your suspension out. Amen. Praise God. So He said the way of a transgressor is hard. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, 30, He said, yet my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. I think I'll just go with Jesus. I'd like to be on the easy side and the light side. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it's about Him. It's not that hard, praise God, when we just dedicate ourselves. But you and I have to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to make a commitment to godliness in the world and day and hour that we live to go with the Lord. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to have your light shine for the world to see. Amen. But look back over Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Now listen to what He says. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. But now let's take this thing between the parentheses, between the commas. Amen. He doesn't say, praise God, it's not that when men see our good works that they will glorify God. Listen to what He said, what it actually says. He said, let your light so shine before men, comma, that they may see your good works. But listen to what's on the other side of the comma. He said, let your light so shine before men and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. He said, let your light shine, praise God, and when you do that, we will bring glory to Him because we let our light shine. And the benefit, now listen, the benefit that you get and I get, that God gets, is that people see your light so shining in the world that they recognize and realize that Jesus must be real. Amen. That there's something to this religious crowd, a something to faith, a something to being a Christian in the day and hour that we live. The world's in a mess. Why is the world in a mess? Because we've let down on God. You and I haven't been letting our light shine. Amen. We've put it under a bushel. We've hid it under the bed. We've got so caught up in commerce and business. We've got so caught up in leisure and entertainment that we forgot to remember God. He's not our priority. Amen. Used to when I was a kid, priority was both sets of my grandparents. They got up one morning, first thing they did, they got their Bible and read and prayed. Amen. Come on. Amen. They read their Bible and they prayed every morning. They had a little talk with Jesus and told Him all about it. Praise the Lord. And He heard the answer to prayers. He kept them. They went through hardships just like we did, just like we do. But they had God on their side, praise God. They was walking with the Redeemer of the world. They was walking with the great Savior. They was walking with the Creator. That one had designed and created everything and keeps it according to His will. I think I'll just go with God. Amen. My granddaddy told me one time, sitting up under the old oak tree, talking about the depression that they had. He said, everybody went through. He said, we didn't even know there was a depression. Amen. He said, we heard about it, but we didn't know about it. I said, how's that? He said, hey, we were just old poor dirt farmers. And all we had is what we got, what we grubbed out of the ground. Amen. And said, we got up every day and we put our faith and trust in the Lord, and we cultivated the fields and we planted the fields and we hoed the corn and we made the crops. And when it come time of year, we prayed God would give it the rain and it would grow and it'd come out, and we'd pray God for the bounty of it. Amen. And said at the end of the year, if it's time of year, he said, we'd go out and we'd gather it up from the Lord. Amen. See, why everybody else was losing their mind and jumping off of buildings there because their commerce has gone south, their business was failing. He said, praise God, we was just praising the Lord, thanking Him for His goodness and His mercy to us. Praise the Lord. Pastor, what are you saying this morning? I'm saying it's not too hard, praise God, just to stay with God and let your light shine when you put your faith and trust in. We've got to. We've got to put our faith and trust in the Lord. He's our only hope. It's the only way we can let our light shine so that we can be that glory of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. A light that's shining. Shines from a candle, says. Amen? The light that shines is shining from a candle. Now listen to me. If the candle is you and I, stay with me. If the candle is you and I, and the light comes from Jesus, He's our lighter. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. He's a lighter. He don't ever quit giving off that light. Amen. His light is constant. It's continuous. Praise God. It's the same yesterday and forever. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Look up at the sun. Amen. I've been looking pretty hard, Brother Bill. I've yet to see that fuel truck pull up and refill the sun. You say, preacher, how does that keep burning and putting off energy and giving us light and making things grow? How does that work? The mighty hand of God. Amen. He is the light of the world, praise God. He said so. Do you believe it? Every time the devil tries to make you doubt, praise God, just point. You don't say nothing, just point at the sun. Amen, praise God. The S-O-N and the S-U-N, praise God, it's the light of the world. That's why He said that. And He said, praise God, He said, if He is the light of the world, He is that torch that lights the candle, which is you and me. Amen. But listen to what He says. He said, He's the light of the world. He lights that candle. He said, need do men light a candle? Praise God, because God does. The Lord lights the candle and put it under a bushel. We don't give it to the world. But we put it on a candlestick. Now this is big. So if we're the candle and He's the light that lights the candle, what in the world is the candlestick? Does anybody know? Revelation chapter number 1. The mystery of the seven stars, verse number 20, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Now, the seven churches were seven literal churches that God's telling us about. Amen? And He said that the stars are the angels, or the pastors, the ministers of those churches, the messengers of the church. Now, watch this. He said, and the seven candlesticks, which thou sawest are the seven churches. Amen. See, it's not that hard to be the light unto the world when you realize that you are a candle, that Jesus is your lighter, and praise God, He puts you upon a candlestick, which is the church. He puts you in a Bible-believing church, praise God, where we come together. And guess what's happening when you take a candle and you put it with another candle and you put it with another candle and you put it with another candle and you put it upon a candlestick? What happens? The light just gets bigger and brighter. Amen. That's why he said, let your light so shine. Amen. He said, don't put it out. Don't put it under a bushel. Don't hide it. He said that a light that's put up on a hill, praise God, it shines. You can't hide it. He said, we ought to be shining, praise God, where it can't be hid. It's not that hard to let your light shine. When you realize, praise God, Jesus is teaching us that he's that marvelous light from heaven. You're that candle, praise God, to be lit. Praise God, there's a candlestick of church that we ought to be on fire in. Ought to be working in, helping in, doing whatever we can, encouraging and getting people, bringing them with us. Encouraging them to come in, encouraging them to get under the Word of God and be hoping by the power of an Almighty. Amen. It's not that hard when we recognize the light. Praise God. And the church is in the light. Amen. We shine as one candle. Praise God. A light that shines from the church, from this place. The place where we get the body of believers that gathers together. It's not about the building. Amen. This is just a sanctuary where we come together as believers to worship. So what do we come here to do? We come here to let our little light shine. Amen. You know, Pastor, I just don't know how bright my light is. Amen. Jesus is a lighter. There's no reason in the world to go out of here with your candle not lit. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? It's not that hard to be a light in a dark and dismal world. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. A fellow told me the other day, he said, well, preacher, I just don't know. I ain't got no testimony. I ain't been saved long. I don't have no knowledge of the Bible. I don't know much. I said, do you know the Lord Jesus and that he loved you, then he saved you? He said, yes, I know that. Praise God, your light's on. Amen. I said, he's gave you a light. Praise God. Just take it into a darkness, this world, and let it shine. And as your light shines, praise God, the lighter will light it more. It's emulated by God Almighty. We don't light it ourselves. He is our light. Amen. And we emulate off of Him, praise God. We are illuminated by God, by Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That way we can sing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Praise God. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Have you ever wondered why they say, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine? For the God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost, praise God. We're going to shine, amen, for the Lord. So that He would get the glory. That's what the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. He said that we shine into a lost and dying world. He said it's not that hard because God's willing to light us. Amen. Set us on fire, praise God, to shine forth. Amen. For the glory of God. He's a light of the church. Amen. Church don't need to be dark. There's no reason to be dark. There's plenty for everybody to do to let your light shine. We just need to go to the Bible. It says in the highways, in the hedges, and compel people to come in. He said, preacher, how do we do that? By letting our light shine. Say, boy, hey, say, I love you. Jesus loves you, and I'd like you to go to church with me. Amen. Go down there. We'll sing. We'll pray. We'll praise God together, and you'll come out of there blessed. You'll come out of there as a blessing. Say, you'll be a blessing to somebody else. Wouldn't you like to be a blessing? Amen. Praise God. Lose all the old negativity. Man, just fill yourself with praise, the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and go out shining forth in the world. Amen. Folks see you, praise God, and they even see you in bad situations, disappointing situations, but they see a big old smile on your face. Amen. They say, well, ain't you worried about it? I said, yeah, but God's got this. Amen. So I belong to Him, and He's on my side. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. I'm a candle and the lights are burning. I'm a candlestick. And we're shining out. We're shining out. We're shining out to a lost and dying world. Not going to hide it. Not going to get caught up. Praise God. Not be obscured by the world. But praise God, we're going to be magnified by God Almighty, that they'd see Christ in us. That blessed hope of glory. One day, listen, one day in just a little while, We'll stroll through those pearly gates and down Glory Hallelujah Boulevard. Amen. Those streets of gold, as it were, transparent glass. Pure gold. You know what pure gold is? Damn, that's gold that you can see through. There's no dross in it. It's pure. Amen. It's refined, perfect. Praise God, we'll be able to walk on streets of gold. Mosey up there, praise God, into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. Amen. And Jesus, we'll stand before Him. And then when it's all said and done, praise God, after we're judged, we're going to go through a judgment. After we're judged for what we've done after we were saved, amen. That's where our light comes in. Our light shines after we're saved so that we can do those things that's pleasing to God. Said we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. You can't do nothing good pleasing God till you're saved. But once you're saved, God will help you. See, there's so many people trying to do right, walk right, live right, but you can't. I mean, I'm just being honest, you can't without the Lord Jesus Christ. But He'll help you to live right, to walk right, to talk right, to act right. Amen. And one day when it's all said and done, you'll go through the gates, march down Glory Hallelujah Boulevard in the presence of the Lord, go through your judgment, and He'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise God. Your sins have been washed away. Glory Hallelujah. He said, enter into the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Boy, and that's when it'll all get started. Amen. Praise God, that's when the shackles will be taken plumb off. And praise God, and that's when the glory will fill our souls. Amen. Praise God, and we'll begin to praise Him like we'd like to. Amen. I can't praise Him like I'd like to because my body won't hold up. Amen. But one day we'll get to praise Him like we'd like to. We're about to shout, give Him glory and praise. Amen. All around the throne of grace. And all of His people, all those that are part of that candlestick. Amen. The church of the living God will be there, praise God, to praise Him and give Him the glory for all that He has done. See, we won't be taking no credit for any of it. Amen. What we get credit for, what we get rewards for, is what we've done to bring glory to His name. Amen. That's the treasure that we lay up in heaven. I got news for you. You can lay up a whole bunch of stuff here in this world, but the money and the stuff that you got in the bank may not be worth nothing. Amen. May not be worth nothing, and you don't ever know. But what the Bible says, Peter says, what we lay up in heaven, he said, it's kept by God Almighty. In other words, He guards it and protects it for you. Amen. Praise God that one day He'll be able to print His itself. He said, look what they did for me. Look what they did for you, Father. Look how much they loved you. Look how much they cared about you. Amen. That's why He cares for us. And we ought to care for Him. Amen. We're let our light shine. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Just don't put your light under a bushel. Don't stick it under the bed. Put it up on a candlestick. Fill the church up. Invite people to come in. Get in here and get excited. He said, well, preacher, somebody told me one time, I said, preacher, I just don't like to go to church. I just find it boring. Amen. I said, you do? And he said, yeah. I said, well, let me ask you, how much did you pray about it? How excited was you to get to go? He said, well, I wasn't very excited at all. I said, that's why you found it boring. I said, I get up and I'm excited to go. I'm excited to get to church. I'm excited to hear the singing. I'm excited to hear the praying. I'm excited to hear the preaching. Amen. And when I hear all that, I get even more excited. Amen. Get beside myself, praise God. I get encouraged in the things of God. And then the church fills up. That candlestick, it begins to light up in a spectrum display. Praise God. And he said ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. He said, when you're the light of the world and you're shining up on a hill, Praise God, it can't be hid. Folks will begin to see it. And they'll come. They'll come just to see what's going on at Stony Fork Baptist Church. They say, my goodness, people, they seem to be happy up there. They're smiling. Amen? They come out smiling. They go in smiling. They look like they're happy. People come from miles around to get that. Amen? And it's not that hard. It's just putting our faith and trust, Lord Jesus Christ, and letting our light shine. Amen? Let your light shine for the cause of Christ.